ABC Radio Australia.
Well, officers from Solomon Islands Electoral Commission will soon start touring the country as they embark on the process of updating the roll for next year's general election. But more immediately, attention has been focused on Parliament, where the government has been pushing for electoral reform. As Evan Wasuka reports, they were successful in changing the constitution, but it came at a cost.
As the clock ticks down to the national election in Solomon Islands, the government is pushing to get key electoral reforms through Parliament. And this week, the government scored a win, with three quarters of MPs voting to amend the constitution. Chief Electoral Officer Moses Saitala say the changes include a requirement for a candidate to be a registered voter, and there are new requirements for the Electoral Commission too.
Before, until now, it's always been the Speaker of the Parliament that is also the chairman of the commission, but now we've changed it to have another one from outside, totally independent of politics.
But one key change that is missing is the proposed merger of the Electoral Commission and the Political Parties Commission. The idea was contentious, and in the end, the Registrar of the Political Parties Commission, Calvin Ziru, says it was dropped from the Constitutional Amendment Bill.
There's a significant political disagreement over whether the two commissions should merge. I mean, different jurisdictions have different structures in terms of the Electoral Commission and the Political Parties Commission. The political powers within Solomon Islands have a preference for the two commissions to be separate.
For any proposed amendment to Solomon Islands' constitution to succeed, a two-thirds majority is required, and that's a figure that can't be achieved by government MPs alone. Gary Hatigeva of the Island Sun newspaper says Parliament actually was adjourned to give the government time to gather support for the bill.
They all had a meeting last week, and so as early this week, prior to the resumption of Parliament, and based on that meeting, few agreements were made, and it's based on these agreements that the whole House agreed to have constitutional amendment electoral reform bill passed.
Now that the Constitutional Amendment Bill has been passed, a second electoral bill is before Parliament. And Calvin Ziru says these reforms are important for the country.
The intention of these particular reforms is really to improve the way in which we elect or conduct elections, and to improve the way in which we accord those who are elected into office the credibility to be in office as members of Parliament. So that's a very important reforms for Solomon Islands.
Meanwhile, Solomon Islands Electoral Commission says preparations for next year's elections are on track and work is due to start on updating the voter list.
The 3rd of September will be the commencement nationwide of the update on the electoral roll. So we're still using the electoral roll in 2014, general election, but we are updating it now for those who are 10, 18 years old, those who have not yet registered, to register now, and also want to transfer themselves to other constituencies that they are eligible to be voters in that constituency. So that's mainly the focus of this update nationwide.